Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Five Alaska House committee chairs are urging the state's chief procurement officer to halt a contract for operation of the Alaska Psychiatric Institute. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the lawmakers want to cancel the state's deal with WellPath in favor of a competitive contract process. House Health and Social Services co-chair Ivy Sponholt says the department did not provide enough information to adequately review the five-year, $225 million contract with WellPath.
The department did not properly educate or inform our state's chief procurement officer about the scope of this contract, the other alternatives that were available, and about the potential risks associated with awarding this contract.
WellPath critics say the company has had too many health and safety violations across the country and has been sued 1,400 times. Speaking at a joint House committee meeting last week, Alaska Chief Procurement Officer Jason Souza said he did not have that information when the contract was awarded.
The evidence presented to me described the awarded vendor as the only vendor capable of performing these services.
WellPath Divisional President Jeremy Barr said in a statement that more than 90% of the lawsuits were dismissed. Barr said the company is making improvements at API, including hiring four new psychiatrists. The state hired WellPath in February after the federal government said it planned to revoke API certification. This could have forced the hospital to close. Providence Hospital has expressed an interest in operating API. University of Alaska regents consider the future of the Anchorage campus's School of Education programs during a special meeting this afternoon. UAA's ED program lost accreditation for its initial licensure programs in January, and a UA release says following a regent-ordered review, University President Jim Johnson has recommended that Anchorage's licensure programs be discontinued this summer. Similar programs would continue to be offered through the Fairbanks and Juneau campuses, including online. The program review also outlined two other options: seeking reaccreditation for UA education programs or continuing existing offerings until currently enrolled students graduate. Regents are also scheduled to discuss next year's budget at this afternoon's meeting. Governor Dunleavy has proposed a 41% reduction in state support for the university system. Last week, the House Finance Committee restored all but $10 million of that cut in its proposal. The Senate is yet to consider UA funding. This afternoon's Regents meeting is scheduled to run from 1:30 to 5:30. Another symptom of this year's unusual winter, the National Weather Service reports that Fairbanks' snow season was especially short. A statement from the agency says snow cover officially dropped below 1 inch at the airport on April 3rd, and that after getting a late start on November 9th last year, Fairbanks' 2018-2019 snow season totaled just 146 days, the second shortest on record. The Weather Service says only 1934-35, when snow was only on the ground for 134 days, was shorter. The Fairbanks City Council considers an ordinance tonight that would remove a local ban on marijuana consumption at cannabis shops. The state has legalized on-site consumption at approved retailers, but communities can still ban it. City Ordinance co-sponsor Councilmember Shoshana Kuhn says the measure is a response to some people who say they have no place to legally consume the drug.
The city has the responsibility to ensure that, for one, it follows what state code offers, and for two, that it provides those safe spaces to consume cannabis and not risk getting a ticket and not risk a $500 cleaning fee, for example, in a hotel room.
Kuhn notes demand for on-site consumption by people who use cannabis for both medical and recreational reasons, including tourists. She acknowledges concern about people driving under the influence, an issue the council was briefed on by local law enforcement at a work session last week. Kuhn says marijuana DUIs typically involve alcohol and other drugs.
What I was able to gather as I asked my questions about safety and concerns of driving is that more often than not, the accidents that we're seeing, the DUIs that have happened, there are none that are solely connected to marijuana.
Some other council members, as well as Mayor Jim Matherly and Police Chief Eric Jukes, have expressed safety and public health concerns related to on-site consumption. The ordinance is up for second reading and public hearing at tonight's council meeting, which starts at 6:30 at City Hall. The local school principals union meets tonight to vote on a new contract with the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. The deal includes a 1% annual raise, KUAC's Robin reports.
Both sides call the negotiations a respectful working conversation. Over about 2 months, negotiators for the Fairbanks Principals Association and the district met 6 times to hammer out requests for higher pay, more professional development, and flex time. Ivory McDaniel negotiated for the school district, which she said honors the work the principals do and would like to give them everything they ask for.
The financial limitations that we have, that's the big obvious limitation, is we can't spend money that we don't have.
But the contract is a balancing act, offsetting pay and benefits against a brain drain that causes talented people to look for a job somewhere else.
We also have to have a balance of how do we recruit and retain the best staff members, the best principals, to support our students and provide the best education that we can. We worked really hard to find that balance.
Some of that is benefits and working conditions rather than money. Fairbanks Principals Association negotiator Dave Dershin is the Randy Smith Middle School principal. The group asked the district to increase flex days.
If you ever watch the high school assistant principal, they come to work at 7 in the morning and then they're often there till 10 o'clock at night supervising basketball games or whatever. And we were looking for a way to compensate them time-wise, and so administrators can now use flex time to take days off in place of those extra duty hours worked.
In addition to flex time, the contract gives the principals $20,000 more to use for professional development projects. Principals must apply for the money, which is to be spread across the district. Dershin and McDaniel agreed negotiations might be different in a different economic climate. For example, the Alaska House voted last Monday to have the state not pay back school construction debt incurred by municipal governments until 2025. It shifts the cost of school construction onto municipalities and boroughs rather than the state. In Fairbanks, that would represent a property tax increase of more than $1 million. Andy DeGraw, the district's chief operating officer, says he hopes the legislature will maintain a promised $30 million in forward funding for next year, but knows that that might be cut.
So the board appropriately, in my opinion, other districts are doing the same, moving forward with status quo revenues that the legislature approved last year. The district is running multiple scenarios in parallel in the event that $30 million is reduced, cut in half, eliminated entirely.
DeGraw says the district's intent is to keep cuts from impacting classrooms. The 43-member Fairbanks Principals Association represents administrators at all school levels. Members were sent electronic copies of the contract to review before tonight's discussion and vote. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
If the Fairbanks Principals Association ratifies the contract tonight, it goes to the Board of Education for approval on April 16th. Ryan Reddington won the Kobuk 440 sled dog race over the weekend, pulling into Kotzebue with 6 dogs at 12:34 a.m. yesterday. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter reports.
Ryan Reddington narrowly beat last year's Kobuk 440 champion Nicholas Petit by 14 minutes. It just so happens to be Reddington's rookie year, too.
And at the finish line, he asked, "Is there a Rookie of the Year award?"
That is Kobuk 440 Race Vice President Hannah Atkinson, who said that Reddington will be receiving the Rookie of the Year award, in addition to the winner's purse of $13,750. Nicholas Petit came in second place at 12:48 a.m., and Tony Browning placed third, coming in at 1:47. Reporting from the trail of the Kobuk 440, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
And I'm Dan Bross.